from one extreme to the other this forage season. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America. Beat in-season stress and deliver needed nutrition with Megafol and Coron. This complete foliar nutrition combination is the perfect prescription for better plant health, stress relief, and maximizing full yield potential. Ask your retailer or Helena representative for details about this in-season solution. We'll talk hay with a crop specialist from Minnesota Extension after this. Lisa Benkin is a crop specialist with the University of Minnesota Extension Service based in Rochester. In her state and other parts of the Midwest, she calls the beginning of the forage season interesting and challenging.
Some people were able to get first crop done very early. They hit a window in May, and others, it dragged well into June because of the number of rain showers. So kind of an uneven cutting pattern. It's not like everyone got first crop and we're moving into second. We've got a very wide range. So what it does open up for is a series of, you know, potential problems.
Benkin tells Brownfield insects are one of those potential problems.
We typically are dealing with a potato leaf hopper, especially in the southern half of the state of Minnesota. Leaf hopper is one that comes in on our storms from the south, moves in with those wind patterns, and it's usually our second crop insect that we are dealing with. So we take first crop off, we're watching for second crop, we pay attention to leaf hoppers. And depending on where you are in the cutting point and if a population is established, you may not have to do anything yet. You may be looking at scouting and going after your third crop alfalfa at this time. Or if I've got my second crop just about ready to cut, you may just cut and not worry about the pest and then, of course, scout for third crop.
She says if the second crop of alfalfa is starting to come along, scout those fields to see if an insecticide is warranted. Another issue has been finding the right time to put up the harvest, which Benkin says can lead to problems with hay quality.
A lot of rain that's maybe fallen on fields that were, you know, the alfalfa's in the field, been tougher to put up. So conditions, and that's something we deal with every year as far as trying to put up good quality alfalfa. Much of it maybe hasn't gone up without rain. If you were trying to bale it, if you chop it, we generally have, again, a better window for doing that because it doesn't have to dry as much. So just paying attention to where the quality is as to what's going on with that alfalfa.
If the field is too wet, there is the risk of rutting up the field with the equipment, but the temptation will be there, she says, especially for dairy producers.
As a dairy producer, I'm looking for that higher quality. I want to get that alfalfa at a younger stage versus if I'm more in the beef line or for some of my heifers and cattle that doesn't, you know, don't need the higher quality, I can wait a bit.
Benkin says to watch the maturity of the alfalfa for the pre-bloom or early bloom stage and then find that window to cut when the weather allows the work to be done. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield, Ag News for America.